The Torah, at the beginning of Parshas Truma, gives us a mitzvah saseh, va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti v'salcham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Bnei Yisrael to build a mishkan. Later on it will be a Beit HaMikdash, and that will be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dwelling place. The Medrash in the Psikta has the following observation. B'shar Shama HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Va'asu Li Mikdash. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu Bnei Yisrael should build a Mikdash, Nizdazeya Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu trembled. Va'amar Eich Yochol La'adam Lasos Ba'is LaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could we build a dwelling place for God? Valok siv, hinei ha-shamayim u-shmei ha-shamayim lo yechal kolucha. Even the heavens can't contain HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're going to build a house for Hashem? How's that possible? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo lefi kochi ani mevakesh, ela lefi kocha. I'm not asking something that's big enough from my perspective, just from your capabilities. Esrim kerish batzafon, vesrim kerish badarom, ushmona b'marav. 20 planks of wood in the north, 20 planks of wood in the south, 8 planks of wood in the west. You got yourself a mishkan. Later on, you get to Parshas Pinchas. U'bishar shamar es karbani lachmi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, I want you to sacrifice a korban that will be my lechem, as if my sustenance kav yachol. If I took all the animals in the world, would that be enough for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or kol ha'itzim sheba'olam yesh b'hem avar achas, and if I took all the wood and created the biggest bonfire possible, would that be sufficient? I'm like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, you don't understand. Lo kishem shata savor, not like you think. Ela eta keves echata seva boke. Just one little sheep in the morning, and one in the afternoon, carbon tamid, a little shepsela, that's all. Ubisha shama v'nosnu yishkofer nafsho. In 2 weeks, we read in Parshas Kisisa that Bnei Yisrael, each one has to give kofer nafsho, an atonement for his nefesh. Amar Moshe, mi yuchal itein pidyon nafsho? Ach lo fado yivdei yish v'yaker pidyon nafsham? How's it possible? All the wealth in the world, how can I be pod of my nefesh? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo kishem shata savor. Not like you think. Ela ze yitnu. Machzit ha-shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh. A half a shekel. That's all I ask. That's the Medrash. Comes along the Chafetz Chaim. And he says, you see from here a very important yisod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ask from us and doesn't demand from us anything beyond our capabilities. All he asks from us is to do things that we're capable of doing. Yes, lo lefi kocham, I know. If you wanted to build a dwelling place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the heavens aren't big enough. I just want 20 planks of wood in the north, and 20 in the south, and 8 in the west. Korbani lachmi. One sheep in the morning, one in the afternoon. Pidyon nefesh. Half a shekel once a year. Because Baruch only asks what we're capable of. When it comes to giving tzedakah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not ask of us as individuals to become the biggest philanthropists in the whole world. We're not capable of doing that. So what we're capable of, that's what we have to give. The amount of Torah that we have to learn. He doesn't ask us to become the next Moshe Rabbeinu or the next Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's just what, with the kochos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, what we're able to do. How much chesed we do, where we hold in Avodas Hashem. We don't have to hold ourselves up to the highest standards of who knows who. It's only what we're capable of doing. And on the one hand, that sounds very comforting. Okay? It's a little bit easier. It's not so hard. But if you think that, or if we think that, we're making a mistake. Why are we making a mistake? So in some of the Hasidish Svarim, they point out that again at the beginning of the parsha it says, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'yikchu li truma me'ez kol ish ashe yidvenu libo tikchu es trumasi. So we interpreted me'ez kol ish from every man. Chassidus Svarim, they say, from the whole person. From everything that you've got. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't demand from us more than we're capable of. But we are quite capable of doing a lot more than we think we are. I've been hearing a story. It's not an unusual story. The person was very friendly with quite a wealthy individual. The situation came up that he needed to borrow a fairly large sum of money. And the person said to him, it's quite unusually large sum of money. And he said to him, sorry, but I can't right now. He said to him, you can't or you don't want to. There are many times that we say we can't, but it's not that we can't. We just don't want to. And I learned this lesson. I saw it very clearly. It's a relatively minor thing. Baruch Hashem, somebody, most of my adult life, I got a minyan. Got a minyan for Shachris. But I wasn't the first person to get to shul in the morning. So if minyan began at 6:30, so, you know, Kedarka Makodesh, you get it to shul about 6:35. Put on your talis if you're married, you have to put on your tefillin, it takes 6:40. You get through brachos. You learn very quickly which parts of Psukei de Zimra are the most important parts, and you say those, and you skip the rest. Say Shabbos, I get to shul maybe a little bit early, I'll try to make up some of the things on Shabbos, although even on Shabbos, yeah. And this is because, you know, yeah, it's not so easy to get to shul on time. When my father, Zichron Levracha, was nifter, so you have to get to shul, say Kaddish. There's a Kaddish at the very, very beginning of davening. And then if you want to daven for the Amud, so you got to be there. But you not only have to be there at 6:30, you have to really be there at 6:30 with your talis and tefillin on already. And I said, like, how am I going to do this? And lo and behold, the moment I decided that I needed to get to shul by 6:20 in order to be ready for 6:30 start of davening, and that I couldn't get to shul at 6:35, I saw it was very easy to get to shul at 6:20. And I never got to shul at 6:20 before, not because I couldn't, it just wasn't important. If it wasn't important, I didn't do it. And I fooled myself into saying, I can't. I have to get out of bed so early. 15 minutes earlier. It's too much. It wasn't too much. And if I was tired, so who says you can't go to sleep 10 minutes earlier? It wasn't a matter of all of what I couldn't do. It was just a matter of what I felt was important enough or not. And that's really what it's all about. I can't get to the Beis Medrash on time, or I can't spend more than about 5 minutes davening in the morning because I'm rushed. You can't, or you're not interested in doing so. not important enough for you. Somebody asked me to do something in Chesed. So, that's not for me. I can't really do those kinds of things. Somebody else, I'm very shy, I'm a bit of an introvert. I can't. I can't, or I don't want to. I also have a story with that. This is way back when I lived in, before I came in Aliyah, I lived in Brooklyn. Somebody had a rotation, different people going to a local hospital, small hospital living nearby on Shabbos to go visit and schmooze with the Jewish patients. And somebody asked me to do that. My initial reaction was, I can't. I mean, I can't. See, I'm a very shy person, very quiet. I'm not one of these outgoing. It's not me. So, it made me feel really guilty because there wasn't any reason in the world that I couldn't do it. So I used to, it was very hard for me. I just had to do it and I had to force myself to do it. And one of the things that I missed when I came in Aliyah was forcing myself to do it. Because I could do it. It wasn't part of my, a little bit out of my box, a little bit out of my comfort zone. There was no reason that I couldn't. I just didn't want to because it's out of my comfort zone. But I could. You know, I'm so busy in college. I don't have time to learn. I would love to, but I just simply can't. So is it we can't? We just don't want to. It's a famous story that somebody once came to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And he said to him, he says, I only have a half hour a day to learn, only 30 minutes. So what should I learn in those 30 minutes? What's the most important thing? Should I learn like halacha lemaisa? Maybe that's important. Or maybe I should learn the parsha, because that's really the key. Or maybe just a little bit Gemara, because I Torah Shebaal Peh, I need to know. So what should I learn in those 30 minutes? So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said to him, you should learn Musar. So he said, Musar? I should learn Musar in only 30 minutes? Not Parsha, not Halacha Lemaisa, not Gemara. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, if you learn Musar for 30 minutes, you'll realize that you have more than 30 minutes a day to learn. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't demand from us more than we're capable of. He really doesn't. We sell ourselves short. So often, we think of ourselves as little people, and we're not. We're capable of a lot. It's a tremendous amount. It's a matter of what our attitude is, what priorities we have, and just being honest with ourselves. Torah says, "Va'asu li mikdash shachanti besocha." You build a mikdash, and I'll dwell there. Rambam learns that that's a mitzvah sasei ledoros. You have to build a mishkan and a mikdash. Fortunately, right now, bizmaneinu, it's not possible at this point to build a mikdash that we want to build. But there's a different mikdash that we can build. Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. Each and every one of us is able to build a Mishkan, a dwelling place for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't have to be huge. It could be very small. No larger than your heart. But you all have big hearts. Hearts that are capable of doing amazing things. Build that Mishkan, and he will come and dwell there.